me. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Can You Edit That Out? My name is David Zafra, and the episode that I'm showing everybody today is an interview that I did with Mariah Salas, who is a dancer. She's very, very busy. She does a lot of stuff all involved around dance, and she's going to talk about that during the interview. And she's actually a person who's friends with a comic, so she's kind of aware of the comedy scene and knows a lot of the people. That's how we found out about her. And listening to this episode, I think you're definitely going to realize that she is very passionate, and she's also a very hard worker. So she's working on a couple of fundraisers right now, all revolved around her chasing down this dream, and she talks about that at the end. So if you want to support her, make sure you check those things out. I really enjoyed having this conversation with her and talking about her philosophy about life. And I think one of the things that I really picked up from her is that throughout this podcast, I've been kind of trying to figure out what the I've been kind of trying to generalize these types of artists to try to figure out what we have in common. And she really made me realize that even in the common thing, like, she really made me realize that even having things in common, even following the same path, there's still so many people that are doing things their own way. And she really did enforce that way of thinking, that's like, this applies to me and I don't think that it's the same for everybody. And that was very refreshing and fun to listen to. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode.
So I'm a dance teacher. That's like my main thing. And I teach at, I think, 5 different studios right now.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it's a lot. I mean, I really want dance to pay for all of my bills, mm-hmm. and I want to make a career out of it. So it's really hard to have like a full-time job as a dance teacher. So I have to like work at a million different dance studios in order to create all those hours of work.
Yeah.
But so I'm a dance teacher. I work at all these places and I also go to Mesa College and I'm a dance major there.
Yeah.
I plan on transferring to either State or Irvine, hopefully soon, to get a degree in dance.
Yeah.
And then I dance for a professional company called Ooh La La, and I just started with them like 2 weeks ago. It's pretty exciting. I dance with a burlesque team. That's also exciting. That one's more for fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be a professional ballerina.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I am. And then
point?
Yeah. I just started doing point in January, and that hurts. But I mean, it's worth it. But yeah, so
that's a lot. Yeah. So that's a pretty big portion of your day is dedicated to dance.
All day, every day. All day, or day. Dancing.
It's pretty amazing. So how did you get into this?
You know, when I was younger, like 3 and 4, my parents tried me in a whole bunch of other sports, and I just like was not having it. I was like that girl at T-ball that like the ball would be, like someone would bat the ball and I'd be in the outfield just like standing there looking around like afraid of the ball. Or like in soccer, I'd just kind of like stand there too. I just wasn't having it. And then my parents put me into a dance class and I was like, I kind of like this. And I just kind of stuck with it ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
why do you think that specific thing worked for you? What was it about? What was it about soccer and all these other things that didn't click into your personality or your being the way that dance did? Yeah. Like, why is dance the thing that's so fulfilling to you?
I never really thought about that. Honestly, I mean, like, man, now I have to like dig deep. I think what it is I think I was born an artist, and like I always would want to express myself very physically. Like, you could look at me and like I don't look like a normal person like walking down the street. I have like bright red hair and like I wear funky shoes and I have tattoos and piercings and like red lips and like everything about me is pretty bold. And I feel like with dance, it's easier to convey like who I am as a person because I've always been very expressive.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Are you
really think right now?
are you expressive just like in everyday life? Are you like an extrovert?
You know, that's a really interesting question because I don't feel like I'm an extrovert.
No.
I think I'm an introvert in a sense where like I'm really in my head a lot, and fun to me is more like hanging out with maybe a few close friends and maybe drinking a glass of wine, just really chill and relaxed, or sometimes I just want to be by myself in my little granny flat I live in. And like to nice me place. That's fun. Like I yeah. Like I don't want to go out to clubs and like maybe like a sports bar or something low key, but like I get really uncomfortable in like huge crowds, which is weird because I perform in front of them all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely not an extrovert. I'm definitely an introvert, but I mean, the way I express myself is really loud.
Yeah.
I guess.
Where do you think that started? Has that just been you since birth?
No, actually, I think when I was younger, I was always pretty quiet.
Mm.
And like, I had friends, but I never like made an effort to like go hang out with them or anything. I think when I started taking dance more seriously, I started to like break out of my shell, but in like a different way, mm-hmm. I guess. Like it was easier for me to like be in big crowds because that's what I do all the time.
Yeah.
Or like I need to like take the lead when it comes to teaching, so it became easier. And I think it also became easier because I was doing something that I was really passionate about. So it's really easy for me to talk about dance and yeah. for me to be around people who like to dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you comfortable like being like a goofy person though? Like,
yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to piece this together. Tell me about it.
Well, because I think a lot of people see like I do stand up and that's a very difficult thing. And that's like a very vulnerable thing, you yeah. know, like I'm trying to like compare the different arts through this whole thing that I'm doing right now. And mm-hmm. It's just dance seems like the single like that's people are like, oh, how do you get on stage? And like how do people to yeah. dance
oh, let me,
seems like the scariest thing ever to me.
It is terrifying. I get stage fright still. And I've been doing this since I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
But here's my thought on that. I have a lot of those. You'll see that.
Yeah.
But, so, like, when it comes to dance, like, you're expressing yourself through your body. And if you think about, like, everything you have, like, you have a house, you have a car, you have a job, you have shoes, but really the only thing you have is your body.
Yeah.
Because you can take all of those other things away, but you're still going to have your body. If you take your body away, then you're nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dead. You're your body away. Yeah, but so to me, like getting on stage and dancing, it's super personal because you're using all you have to express your soul and yeah. like who you are. And it's a really personal form of art because you're doing that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really scary because you're literally putting everything out there.
Yeah.
And I guess it could be, that could be used like when you're trying to describe what you're doing for comedy. Like yeah. it is really personal. Like you're getting up there and like you have your body and you
well,
have
I'm fine. I can tell, I can talk about anything.
Yeah.
But well, that's fine. You know, that's but like, I went to this thing. It was like an event. There was this guy that had been dancing just randomly in public for like 100 days and he was filming it. And he had mm-hmm. this big thing for his 100th day. Everybody met at the park and they were all just going to dance in the park. And I like watched from
that's
a distance.
Awesome.
I just watched from a distance. It was so terrifying. The idea of just being loose and goofy in front
it
of
is.
People.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody does it.
I don't know how I do. Okay.
What, so that's but what no, I'm. Yeah, that's what I want to find out is like, what about your brain, your psychology makes this thing easier to do than maybe like,
yeah.
I don't know. Could okay. you do stand up?
I'm going to get super corny right now. But like through this year, I've had some like big issues on like insecurities and like being a dancer. And
we'll
like
talk about that more.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, like pretty much I learned, like, just this year, like, all you can do is all you can do. And I know that, like, sounds kind of confusing and, like, super cliche, but, like, if I'm going to go out there and, like, do something and, like, be goofy and, like, or anything, really, I can do that. And, like, if nobody likes it, then, like, oh, well, like, I did all I could, you know?
Has that like, been a...
If somebody, like, doesn't like what I'm doing, like, oh, well, like, yeah. That's just who I am. And, like, some people find my goofiness charming, and that's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it comes down to, like, you know, I put, like, quotation fingers up. Sorry, you guys can't see that. But, like, you know who your true friends are, like, when you can be yourself and be silly, and they're still going to be by your side. And to me, like, if you're able to be yourself and be super goofy and people still like you, like, to me, like, that's like a true friendship, I guess. And it's beautiful. It's like, that's what humans are.
So this whole thing that you're saying about, like, not the not caring thing, this is the thing that I'm struggling with a lot right now. Was that work to get to the point where you're like, I'm just going to not care about what people think about my goofiness? And
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it was a process?
Yeah.
How did you get there?
Let's see. Man, you're like giving my brain a workout right now. Okay, repeat the question.
This way of thinking, your new attitude about not caring about what people think, is that, how has that been work? Is it?
Okay. So I guess you can say it was like a trial and error type of thing, where like I used to be super cautious of like what people were thinking about me. And, you know, I would have some friends, but none of them ever seemed, like, real, I guess. And then I would just be myself and say what I wanted whenever I wanted. And I started, like, attracting these people that I really enjoyed being around.
Okay.
And I don't know. And, like, that feels good. And, like, I don't think that really happened until this year, honestly. Like, when I started being super goofy and... not even like trying to be goofy, but just saying whatever's on my mind. And sometimes just people
being more
laugh.
Yourself.
Yeah. And sometimes people laugh, which is cool. And just doing whatever I want when it comes to expressing myself and talking and my opinions, and people still like wanting to be around me.
Yeah.
And that feels pretty cool. And all of those relationships I've built, I think mainly this year, have felt the most real.
Yeah.
So I just decided to stick to that.
Yeah.
And just decided to stick to just being myself.
What was going on at the time that you decided to start doing that?
I don't know. I think I've always been shy, and I don't want to be shy. Like, that's not something that I want to do. So I don't know. In my life, like, whenever there's something I don't like, I think about what do I need to do to change it, and I just do it, no matter, like, how uncomfortable it makes me or how scared I am of it.
Yeah.
I just do it. So I guess, like, when it came to me thinking about being shy, or, like, me being, like, scared to state my opinion or state when something's even hard for me or anything, I don't know, I just kind of, like, followed through with forcing myself to, and then I guess eventually it started to get easier, and I realized that when I do that, things are better.
So there's been a lot of improvements over the last year for you then?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm definitely, like, still going through that and, like, trying to be more comfortable just going full out, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you still have a little bit of that, like, difficulty with blocking out people and thinking about whatever, like, thinking that they might be judging you or something.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah. I think also being a dancer, you're constantly judged by, like, other dancers or whoever's running your audition, or teachers and pretty much everyone around you, or parents, like, because I teach children. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm constantly being judged, and, like, yeah, it's always going to be in the back of my mind. But
yeah,
I mean, if I truly want to, like, make connections with people, and I don't know, if I truly want to make connections with people, I'm going to have to be myself, because if I'm not myself, then I'm not going to get those true things. It's always going to be like clouded if I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
that
makes sense? Sure. No, definitely. So what are some of the things that you're insecure about with your art?
It's about to get real personal. But I feel like as a dancer, body image issues are always a thing. Because, I mean, like, I have, like, curves. Like, I have a butt and I have boobs. And if you look at, like, the stereotypical ballet body, like, they're super skinny and lean and, like, they have muscle, but they're still really tiny and they're like a stick. And, like, of course, I always want to, like, be like that. But at the same time, I have to think, like, it's not realistic. And, like, even though I don't have that body, like, I still have a nice body. And just because it's not the stereotypical ballet body, I can still be a good dancer. And, like, that was always, like, hard for me, is just, like, thinking that I wasn't built to be a dancer. But that's just bullshit. And, like, it took a long time for me to realize that, I guess.
That's really good.
Yeah.
When did did that come along? All of these changes started happening around the same time then?
Yeah, honestly, there's like a lot that just kind of happened at once. I guess it was also just like growing up, and like I'm only 23, and like to me that's still pretty young, but I mean being 23 is a lot different than being 21, you know?
It's true.
So like I think now my priorities are straight and I'm getting like more of a feel of like who I am, so it's easier to be like more secure in like things, and it's easier to convince myself that just because I don't have a ballet body, quotation marks are up again, that I can still be a really fantastic dancer.
Yeah. I was talking about this with a friend like yesterday, I think. Have you seen Monsters University?
No. Okay, hold on. Side note, that has nothing to do with dance. I am like the worst person to ever ask, have you ever seen this movie?
Okay.
Because chances are I haven't.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just like, I haven't seen a lot of movies. Like I've never seen Star Wars.
Oh Jesus.
I haven't seen all of the Harry Potters.
Just like, not a big movie fan or?
I don't know. Like, I guess. Okay. So like this is super like off topic, but like whenever, like I like movies during the day, but for some reason, like at whenever night? Someone puts a movie on, I just fall asleep.
Okay, you're one of those people.
So like if I ever want to like, if I'm having a hard time going to sleep, I just like put on a movie or something and then I just fall asleep. So most of the time I've seen like the beginning of movies.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Well, this is a little random, but it kind of traces back to something.
Tell me
about Monsters University.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Sorry.
Different movie. Very different movie. No, this is my kids love this movie. And it's like, so you didn't see the first Monsters, Inc. then? Okay, so you have anything. Okay, so it's like these monsters live in a world where you like train to be a scarer and you go into the human world and scare kids so that they can get their screams, and that's how they power their city. Use the kids' screams to power the monster city. Anyway, so the main character is this guy that's kind of like small and what people would consider like not scary, but he works really hard. He's got a lot of work ethic. And there's other characters like this big, like, lion bear looking guy that's very scary stereotypically and but just has no work ethic at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like the whole time he's just like working so hard and can't seem like when the time comes for him to actually make like to prove that he has what it takes, he just can't scare a kid.
Yeah.
And it just like
is this
really
like that big guy, what's his name?
Sully is the big
Sully.
Blue guy, yeah.
And then is there a green guy Mike with like one eye?
Yeah, he's the little guy. But and he's the one that wants to try to scare people, but he can't.
Okay.
But he's got a lot of work ethic.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just
for him.
Exactly. But like at the same time it's like I look at that and just me describing the story to my friend just made me so sad because I'm like, what if that's me? What if I'm that guy that has all this ambition and is working so hard to try to make this dream come true?
Yeah. Are we really like about to have a heart to heart right now?
Yes.
After you telling me about Monsters University?
Yeah, that's how I do things.
Right.
I'm like that. I'm like, it's such a tragic thing because like am I working super hard at this thing that I just have?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like lacking that thing, you know? And I see people that are just naturally talented and super good, and they just, if they just put in the effort.
Like they don't work. I hate when, like, I feel like I'm working like a million times harder than other people, but just because someone's like more talented than me, they make it and I don't.
Yeah.
Like, that really like hits the heart.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do you also, do you feel like Mike Wazowski sometimes with all this drive and work?
No,
and
I
just
really
like...
do, because, well, a year and a half ago or something, last summer, probably the summer before that, I went to Chicago for a dance audition. And this, I heard about this dance audition just through YouTube.
Yeah.
And I've been following this choreographer for like years. And like, I worked super hard just to get there, you know, because I wanted to dance with her and I wanted that experience. And like, I did all these fundraisers and like, I worked extra hours just so I could buy a plane ticket out there. And I heard about the auditions, and then a week later, I was able to raise enough money to get out there, which is, like, pretty commendable. Like, I've worked my fucking ass off. And, like, I got there, and then, like, I wasn't as talented as, like, all the dancers there. And I don't know, like, I worked really hard, and I was, like, preparing for it all night. I was stretching. I was, like, looking over all her choreography, but it just, like, didn't seem like it was enough, and like I didn't make it into her company or into the show she was doing at that time. But like, when I got home, I was like super hard on myself. I was like, dude, I did everything I could have, and like, I worked super hard and I did my homework and I studied and I worked my ass off just to get out there. Like, I wish I would have gotten it. And like, other people that like, or like, maybe just woke up that day, went and was like, oh look, I have an audition, I guess I'll go. Suddenly do, and then they make it, and it fucking sucks when you see, like, that happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it also, I guess, like, timing plays a big part of it, too, because I feel like if I were to go out there now, I would make it.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe a year ago, I just, maybe I wasn't ready, and no matter how much work I put in, like, maybe it just wasn't my time, but I don't know, it's... Getting back to what your question is. Yeah, it sucks. Like, putting in so much work. And then, I mean, I have that same concept too. Like, over summer, I was couch surfing. Like, I didn't really have a home. And I was, like, going between, like, my boyfriend's house and, like, my mom's house and my dad's house and, like, friends' houses. And it just really sucked because I just didn't have a place to live at that time. And, like, I felt like I was working 10 times as much as, like, all of my friends. And, like, they all had a place to live. And, like, they all had a really nice car. And, you know, like, at that time, I wasn't able to afford a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now I can. So I guess it also has a thing with, like, where you are in your life. And, like, timing is a huge thing. And I guess at the moment when you're, like, going through all those struggles, it fucking sucks. But... I think, like, as you mature and, like, you realize, like, you can look back at it, you can see, like, why you weren't, like, no matter how hard you worked, like, no matter how hard I worked, I wasn't ready to be in that company at that time because I needed more ballet or, like, I needed more whatever.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, over summer, like, when I was couch surfing, like, at that time, like, I didn't have my priorities straight. Like, that's why I couldn't. But, like, now that I do, I'm able to. So I think it has to do with, like, timing and like knowing who you are and like what your priorities are when like you're able to actually like when hard work and chance like come together. I feel like I'm blabbering.
No, so is that the kind, is that the spin that you take on it then? Because like I've been struggling with a lot of this, and the only thing that I can really tell myself to like cope with it, it just be like, it's just gonna take me a little bit longer than everybody else, and that's the only way that I can like really like keep going. Because I mean, what else are you supposed to do? I mean, you're not gonna stop doing it because it's hard.
No, because like if I don't dance, then I'm not Mariah. I don't know, it's just like everything that I am. Repeat your question.
you answered it already.
Oh, okay.
We can move on now. It's tell me a little bit more about the, what is it like, what's the dance scene like? Is there kind of like a community of people that are all kind of like running into each other and
I mean okay, I love the San Diego dance team. I don't like the San Diego dance scene anywhere else that I've been. Okay, let me expand on that. So, like, in San Diego, the dance scene here, everyone is super supportive. Yeah. And, like, they want to see you succeed. And if there's a dance opportunity, then they'll contact you. And if you know a lot of people, then that works in your favor because there's always dance opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, like, someone will mention your name. And since everyone is super supportive here and not so much competitive, it makes the dance scene really nice. Over summer, I made it into a dance intensive in New York, and it just, like, didn't feel that way there. Like, when I was in New York, it seemed very competitive. There is a point where I complimented someone, and they're like, thanks, and they just, like, turn their head and, like, keep going. But if I were to compliment someone here, they'd be like, oh, my God, thank you so much, and, like, give me a hug, because that's, like, everyone here is super humble and supportive of each other. But I guess what I'm saying is... Here, yes, the dance scene is wonderful. Because, like, other people here dance for the same reason I do, and that's because it dance is who we are. But maybe, like, in New York or L.A., like, a more competitive place, people are dancing to, like, make money, or people are dancing to, like, be better than other people, which is fine, you know, but I don't dance for that reason.
Yeah.
So... I definitely belong in the San Diego scene, and not, I don't belong in New York, and I don't belong in LA.
Yeah. So is it like kind of like political? Is there a lot of politics involved in being a dancer?
I don't know. Maybe, but I mean, I feel like with anything, if you're just a good person and you have a lot of connections with people, then you're going to get a lot of awesome opportunities. And the dance world is really small. So if you ever, like, piss anybody off or, like, are super shady, then you're not going to get a lot of, like, opportunities or a lot of jobs. But if you're really nice to people and you put in that 100% work, then you'll get a lot of things. And I feel like that's what happened with me, is I just always, like, was humble about everything I was doing. And I always was nice to people, I guess. So I've had a lot of great opportunities come my way because of that. And vice versa, like, when people are super nice to me, then I always keep them in mind when I have a dance project going on. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
So, and, like, networking a big part of dancing then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Like, the more people you know, and... with a combination of being a good dancer and being a good person, like, you'll definitely get more opportunities. Like, for me, I would much rather work with a dancer who was more committed to the art and had, like, a better work ethic than the dancer that was an asshole but had the greatest technique ever. Like, I would rather work for the one that was more humble, so... Yeah, I guess so.
So what does it mean to be a good dancer? What's, like, good dancing versus bad dancing?
Well, I have, like, a different outlook on that than, like, most people do. For me, a good dancer is someone who loves to dance. Like, someone where you can watch them dance and you know that they are, like, living and breathing the art form. If you were to watch two dancers and, like, one person has, like, more ballet training or more technical training or, like, have been doing it longer, and if you were to watch somebody who just, like, loves dance and, like, everything they do, just, like, they can feel it, then I feel like I would choose the one where you can feel it.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, as dancers, you can relate more to somebody who is real in their dancing than somebody who is just doing it because they can.
So what is, like, what is, like, good technique? What is
Well, ballet is, like, the base of all dance forms, in my opinion. Like, if you have a lot of ballet training, then
it'll kind of carry on.
Tell. Yeah, this is just the technical aspect because, like, the soul aspect is a completely different aspect. But, like, if in ballet, you learn a lot of discipline and you, like, gain full control of your body. And, like, when you are a good ballet dancer, it's easy to translate it into, like, jazz or, like, tap, because you have a better awareness of your body and like balance and alignment and all of that stuff. So I guess that's the technical term of a good dancer, is someone who's able to like have control over the body, I guess. And like somebody, because like with movement, there's like so many different components that people don't think about, mm-hmm. like balance and texture and like musicality. So people that have all of those different components is a quote unquote good dancer. I need to like come up with a code word, because like, I keep doing these like bunny ears quotations with my fingers, but I'm like, nobody's looking at me except you.
Well, you're
so
saying,
I feel like I need
it.
To say.
So what about the soul aspect then that you're talking about? How can you read that on a person? Is it just something that you feel?
You just can.
You can just feel it. You
yeah.
see it, or.
Yeah, you can definitely like.
What about
just
to like the untrained
it.
Eye, like me? Like
no, definitely to the untrained eye.
You can tell.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Like when someone has more soul with dance than like someone who doesn't, you can definitely tell. Like it's super impressive when someone can lift their leg up and like put it next to their ear. Mm-hmm. Like, but that isn't as impressive as somebody who can just like reach out and like you can like feel the energy like coming out of their hand.
Okay.
Like there's definitely a huge difference, and I feel like it's something that you can't really tell until you see it / feel it.
Yeah.
I guess. Like I have guess you seen a lot of dance performances or
no.
Oh my gosh, we'll have a few coming up.
I should check it out. No, I wanna do yeah. I wanna check out more art than yeah. just the one thing that I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I can definitely invite you to upcoming performances.
Yeah,
you can see because
I'll check it out.
I don't know. I feel like with
I'm
dance,
interested in it. I think it's a interesting art form. Like I said, it's just like it's so foreign to me because it's such a scary thing for me to even
<It's>
consider.
Terrifying.
And but I'm fascinated by the concept of it, all the stuff that you're telling me, and then ballet is a very interesting thing to me
it
as
is.
Well.
You know, growing up, I always said I hated ballet.
Yeah.
But I also think that was like a maturity thing because ballet is fucking hard. Yeah. Ballet will never be easy no matter how good at ballet you are.
Yeah.
There is always something to work on and it's super nitpicky and literally every part of your body has a place, like your neck, your eyes, your fingers, your toes. There's always there's a specific place for everything and it's a lot to think about. So it's definitely like a discipline thing.
No, I understand that. Yeah, no, I think one of the interesting things about doing this podcast is that, we take ourselves very seriously in mm-hmm. whatever thing that is that we do. Like, you doing dance, me doing this, somebody else doing poetry, somebody else doing art. And it, like, right now, like, I'm, like, really over my scene.
Yeah.
Like, the comedy scene is getting very troubling because it's, like, a lot of the people that I'm dealing with are just, like, so negative and shit talking all the time and it's just like I
feel like you'll get that everywhere
like, yeah, but that's what I mean though, like we're
do,
all taking ourselves so
find,
seriously
yeah, you have to like find the right
yeah.
people, which is difficult.
It's very difficult, but that's I just think it's crazy that we're like that people are like relishing in this negativity that I'm trying to mm-hmm. tell them like, we don't need to do that. And they're like, no, well, we're taking this seriously. But I'm like, nobody cares. You know,
yeah.
like, outside, like, you know, you don't, I mean, who you as a person just out in the world really care about these random people in the scene that you've never heard of before? Like, like you know, like, the name, like, Sophia Sandoval doesn't mean anything to you. But she's a
I'm
person.
Sure great,
she's
know
a poet, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Or I mean,
yeah.
you know, I was gonna say a comic, but you probably know some of the comics.
I do know some of the
But like,
comics.
how many of your friends care who Billy Bonnell is, or who Zoltan is, or who like?
Zoltan is pretty cool, though. Everyone
he's cool
know
and
who
he's
Zoltan.
Great. He should. But that's what I mean, though. It's like.
I feel like, as artists, like to me, comedy is an art, and
I think
like
so too.
Anything, yeah, no, it really is. I'm like, it's very to me. If you're going to express yourself in a way, it's art. And I feel like with artists, it's easier for them to want to be open-minded and, like, going to see all these different forms of art. But, yeah, and maybe, like, me as an artist, I need to see other types of art, too. Because, like, I go to comedy
yeah,
shows
I think
all
it
the
helps.
Time. And, Yeah, it definitely like.
But not just watching or exposing yourself to other things, but learning about it and like finding out. Like, I think the great thing about this is to see that, oh, they're going through the same thing that I'm going through, just in a different way with a different art form. But it's all the same. It's all like you deal with the shit talking and the politics and the networking and the insecurities and the struggles of feeling like you're shitty all the time.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that are very similar, just a different art.
Different art. That's practically the only thing is like we all kind of come from this like trunk. It's like a tree and the trunk is like this creativity and we all just kind of branch out into like these different ways of doing.
I feel like
doing.
We just all need to unite and
just make like, the ultimate art.
I know. And well, I mean like because maybe like a lot of comedians don't talk to dancers or maybe like a lot of painters don't talk to poets, you know, but if we maybe just like step back and realize that we're all going through like the same things or like similar things, then maybe it would be easier for all of us to like go through the starving artist.
And not just that, but to realize that like we don't have to take ourselves so seriously because it's like outside of this little pocket of people. Like you feel like you're like, oh man, if I don't do this, then I'm going to die in obscurity. Yeah. It's like, well, like you don't care about
all
this.
Maybe like everybody didn't take themselves so seriously and like everybody was just like themselves to the fullest extent, then we would connect with each other more.
Yeah, but we should mold in like get more artists together in a thing because I think it helps out a lot for sure.
Seriously, David and Mariah for world peace. Like, I know, like world art. Well, this would make the world a better place.
I know. It might. I think. Well, maybe. I've been also. You are a very, very busy person, obviously, and you obviously have a lot of passion, and you care about this art a lot, and you're you obviously have very many thoughts about not just the thing, like you know, you have like dance theory, you know.
Seriously, I could talk about dance forever.
Yeah, and I'm sure you have friends that can talk back about this topic with you that you love so much. Definitely. So is it difficult now for you to go out into the outside world and deal with people that just have no passion at all?
Well, I'm thinking about like my friends that I have now and most of my friends are dancers and like I've had friends in the past that weren't dancers or like weren't passionate about anything or like I don't know and I'm not really friends with them anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe it is like
do you feel like easier. It kind of holds you back a little bit like when you could be having this conversation with a dancer about like oh like these theories and these ideas and it gets the fucking brain going and you're all juiced up about something, does it kind of feel shitty to just go back to just a normal person and be like oh so I went to the mall today and then you guys talk about what the
texting
weather
and like, I don't know what we read on Facebook the other day.
Is that difficult? I mean, can you hang around normal people, so to speak?
Normal. What is normal? You
like a person that like has like a regular job and goes home and watches movies and then goes to sleep and maybe goes camping on the weekends and.
I've never thought about it, but like thinking about it now, I realize that all my friends are like passionate creative. About something or like all my friends right now are like super into something passionately. So like maybe, without me really thinking about it. So I don't know. That's really weird.
Do you have trouble like going out into the world and talking to a person just randomly on the street?
I don't, but I mean, like, I have no problem, like, introducing myself to a stranger and, like, someone who has, like, a 9-to-5 or something. Like, I have no problem talking to them, but when I think about my close friends and, like, whoever I would call on the weekends or, like, call when I need advice on something.
Yeah, they're all
like,
passionate people.
They're all passionate about something.
Yeah.
So, I guess, like, initially, it's okay for me to connect with people because, I mean, there's something I can learn from everybody and like no matter how passionate or not passionate or not smart or whatever, there's always something I can learn from somebody.
Yeah.
But I guess like my close friends and the people I see myself being connected to long term, they're all passionate about something or
do you think it's important to have a passion at least?
It's hard for me to say only because like me personally in my life, yes, it's important for me to be passionate about something, but everybody's different. And like some people just need to have a mellow life and like just have like a routine day to day and like not be passionate about something or not have a hobby, and that works for them and that's super cool. Mm-hmm. So like it's not like required, I guess, since everybody's different.
Yeah.
But for me, yes. Because I don't know, just yeah. being a dancer and being passionate about it has definitely shaped me as a person, and like I really like who I am right now, and dance was a huge part of that. So yeah. I'm getting so like deep right now. Making me like think about things that I never thought about before, and like verbalizing it is kind of overwhelming. Like I feel like I need to like buy a diary and like yeah. write in it so I can like keep track of all these thoughts I'm now having because yeah, of you.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all of this. So you having this passion hasn't affected you negatively in any way? It kind of like has helped you out in a lot? Because for me, like I have my work friends and I have like old friends that I knew in high school. And then I have this new group of friends that are like my comedy friends. Mm-hmm. And then I had my, when I had roommates, and I have my family, I deal with a lot of people, and it's like this, doing this is kind of hurting those relationships a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you find that at all? Or has it really just been mostly positive for you to be chasing this dream?
It has been mostly positive in a sense where, like, if happiness was the world's currency, then I'd be one rich motherfucker. Like, when it comes to, like, my personal life,
yeah,
it's been, like, so worth it. And, like, I'm, like, so happy. But it has also, like, shot me down a couple times where, like I was talking about couch surfing earlier, and I feel like maybe if I chose a different career, then I wouldn't have gone through that struggle. Or maybe if I chose a different career, I wouldn't be like struggling with like how I'm going to go grocery shopping next week. Or
yeah. But that'd be worth it though?
Definitely worth it. I mean, it's a career path where you need to be really patient. And that's also, again, something I learned this year. I mean, I want to make a career out of dancing, and in order to do that, you need to be, one, really patient, two, make a lot of connections, and three, work your fucking ass off.
Yeah.
It's a really competitive field, and yeah. I feel like it just ending like all my things with "and yeah," because I just like want to keep going and going. I feel like
you can rant as long as you want. No,
going like all night.
Rant as long as you please. So what about like your family? Do they understand the drive and the pursuit?
Yeah, no, my family has always been really supportive, but they've also, I guess, tried to make me see the realistic aspect of it, where they wanted me to, of course, continue dancing because that's who I am. That's like saying Mariah stop breathing if you say Mariah stop dancing. Yeah. You know, like I had a vacation from dance for 2 weeks and I was so depressed and like I hated it. But
okay. Why'd you take a vacation?
Just like school was out and like studios were closed.
All right.
So kind of like a forced one, I guess.
Okay.
But like, yeah, they definitely like always wanted me to continue dancing and like pursuing that art because it's what made me happy. But in addition to that, they wanted me to like get maybe an office job for the daytime, or like maybe get like even just a part-time like entry-level job just so that I could live and like pay my bills and like have more hours. But I mean, I feel like if I were to maybe like say work at a fast food place and dance at night, like that time I was working at like the fast food place or like the entry-level job, I wouldn't have been able to like fully commit myself and like all my energy to being a dancer and like making it my career. But I kind of just ignored that. And like I totally understand that they wanted me to get like another part-time job because I mean I was really struggling and it fucking sucked. But I don't know, it's just I wasn't like meant to do anything else.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact. Like I was put on this earth to dance, and like I was put on this earth to like share my love of dance with other people. Mm-hmm. And like, I was put on this earth to like show children like how to love dance and like how to appreciate it. And just like, if I were to do anything else, then it wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
And that's not something I was willing to compromise.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I got so deep right now.
I feel like that's like a very commendable to just be like, no, I'm just going to do this. And even if you had to struggle for a little bit, I'm sure it was worth it.
It's totally worth it. And yeah. Like, I mean, we're sitting here right now, for all you people who can't see. We're sitting here right now in this granny flat that like I pay for all by myself. And yep. Like everything I have right now, I like paid for by myself.
Yeah, and it's nice you got a little kitchen and
like got a lot of help from like family and friends with donations and mm-hmm. stuff. But I mean,
but still you working at that.
Yeah. And like I want like everything people have given to me, I always just want to give back. I've always felt really lucky to the point where I will always have like everything I need because of like the people around me, yeah. But I mean, I always feel like I need to pay them back. Like I've gotten so much help. But at the same time, I've been working my ass off. And that also goes into play with me just, like, I don't know, with timing, I guess. Like, being a dancer, it's something you need to be patient with. And I have always gotten help when I've been at that beginning stage, I guess.
Yeah.
Which has always been so freaking nice.
Yeah. But I mean, that's not, it's not like getting help. I mean, getting help is also work.
Yeah.
To have, definitely. To like be able to do whatever it is that you need to like gather up that.
Yeah. And I'm definitely like super thankful for that. Like earlier I was talking about when I went to Chicago, like most of that, like a lot of that was me just working really hard, but most of that was like donations from like people that just like believed in me. And like that's also like a lot of pressure too. It's like, yeah. When people just like believe in you and they want you to do good things, like I've always been like super lucky when it like came to that. And it's like I get like super emotional when it comes to people supporting me, because yeah. Like sometimes like those people see what I don't see in myself.
Oh,
I
definitely. Guess.
So it's yeah. Pretty comforting. But like, dude, I just want to like give so many people hugs.
Yeah.
Just because like I've gotten a lot of help. But I mean, when I make it, oh my God, I don't even want to say this because it sounds super like cliche. Like when I make it, I'm going to like give back so much.
Yeah.
But I really am. Like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. I think I was struggling with this. It was a really depressing moment yeah. A couple months ago, maybe. I don't remember when it was happening, where it was like that pressure of like, this fucking better be worth it.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like I'm leaving my house and my kids and mm-hmm. chasing this thing. And it's like, if at the end of this road, it's not me being a comedian, then what the fuck was I doing this whole time?
Yeah.
You know, it feels like such a like terrible thing that to have the freedom just fail without anybody caring about it is
terrifying. Yeah. Cause like, you don't want to let people down that like believe in you.
Exactly.
You know, but I don't know. Like I said earlier, all you can do is all you can do.
Yeah.
And like, if you really just like push yourself and like try really, really hard, like no matter what the outcome is of whatever you're trying to do, like you're going to learn a lot by like what you did in the process.
Yeah.
I guess you can.
So do you like rely a lot on the confidence of other people?
No.
No.
I wouldn't say so. No, because this year I also learned, like, if you want something done, you have to go do it yourself.
Okay.
And, like, I mean, I'm trying to raise money right now to go dance in Italy. And that's, like, a crazy opportunity that I have. So, like, in my mind, I'm, like, working as if, like, nobody's going to give me anything. Because, like, I don't want anybody to give me anything. Because that's just going to, like, it makes me feel like shit. In a way, just because, like, what did I do to, like, earn that? Like, mm-hmm. I want to earn, like, my chance in Italy to be a dancer. And it's really, really hard. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm working 7 days a week, and like I have all these jobs, and like I keep saving money, and like I'm literally only purchasing like the things I really need, like gas for my car and like food to like stock my little kitchenette I have. But I mean, like I never solely rely on thinking people are gonna donate money to me, or oh, people are just gonna like buy me that, or
yeah,
someone's gonna sponsor my chance to go out to Italy. Like I never think that way, because I never truly want to even accept like donations. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like if somebody wants to like support me in that sense, like it's crazy that like sometimes people believe in me more than I believe myself, and it's super humbling, and it more just like pushes me to like drive, like to just like have this drive in me to like do better and like do what people like think I'm capable of.
Yeah. Do you believe in yourself a lot though?
Or are
you kind of hard on yourself?
Both. I do really believe in myself, and like I think I'm capable of like more than I give myself credit for. But I mean, I definitely think that sometimes that I'm like, what if I just like can't raise all that money? And like I'm thinking about all of these like fundraisers to do, and like all these additional sources of income that I can work for.
Yeah.
And
so is that, so having other people believe in you helps out a lot then?
In a personal sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when other people are like super encouraging, like when my parents say that they're proud of me, mm-hmm. and like I want to like give them something to be proud of,
yeah.
or like when my friends are like, yeah, Mariah, you can totally do that, then like I really want to do that. I don't know. I care about people a lot. Not in a sense where like I care what everybody thinks of me, but like I don't know, if someone believes in me, like I want to give them something to believe in me for.
Yeah.
Like I don't like freebies.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting like trying to figure out the balance with that. Like you kind of do want people to think well of you and to have confidence in you. I'm sure that feels great.
It does.
I think it's like finding that balance where it's like not caring too much. Because I'm so I'm so hard on myself, and I feel like nothing I do is good. Like I'm very, very I really shit on myself a lot. And it's like right now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, this is holding me back from doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's great because it's kind of good because it helps me to be, like you said, motivated and to like really push myself to be better. But like when it gets to the point where it's like I'm like stopping myself from doing stuff because of that fear of what people think of me,
mm-hmm.
like it's you really have to get a little bit of both sides, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of rely too much on the confidence of other people in me,
mm-hmm.
to like get through with anything. Like I'll like make projects and I'll just kind of like not do anything with it until somebody's like, yeah, you could totally do that.
Yeah.
And that's shitty. You know, I probably should have a little bit more self-confidence, but it's a tough thing.
It is really tough. Yeah. I don't know.
Is this resonating tough. With
like,
you?
No, I can relate to like everything you're saying because like I'm there right now. It's definitely hard to like have all this confidence in yourself, and I don't know, I feel like the main things are, it has to do with like how humble you are and like how hungry you are to like learn more about whatever your art form is. And I don't know, I mean, when it comes to art, you just have to put in all you can, because being an artist to me is like one of the hardest careers ever.
Yeah.
Because like someone can like not like your art.
And that's it.
And that's it. And then you're not going to be an artist. Or like someone can hate the way I dance and then I'm not going to be an artist.
Yeah.
Like in a sense, like when it comes to being a dancer, like if people don't like it, or like if people don't like the way I teach, or if people don't like the way I choreograph, people don't like the way I move, then like I'm not gonna have a career, you know? So I mean, yeah, I guess it does have to do with like what people think about you, but at the same time, like what is more important?
Yeah,
I guess like I think confidence in yourself is definitely the most important thing in life in general. Like if you don't have love for yourself, then mm-hmm. how is anybody else gonna like love you and like what you're doing?
You know what I think I'm like afraid of is those people that I see that are so terrible but have so much confidence in themselves.
Yeah, I think it's
like I'm humbleness. Afraid. Yeah, well, I guess yeah, I guess the balance. I guess humility is the way you balance that out. Then, mm-hmm. so. That's a good. I think we uncovered something here.
I know.
Like dug, and they're like, "Oh, there it is."
Seriously, we dug. That was the key. Really deep right now.
So, what about like relationships? Is that a difficult thing for you to have going on while you're chasing this dream? To have passion in another human being while also having passion in your art form?
You know what? It in the past, before like the relationship I'm in now, yeah, it's been. Really hard, like trying to balance like time with somebody and also like time to make your vision of what your life should be come to life. But I mean, the person I'm dating right now is so wonderful, and he is also an artist right now.
Well, I think that helps.
It does. I know he draws and he does like these amazing portraits, and I can say like nothing but good things about mm-hmm. him and his art. But it's easy to connect with him because he knows that like I should be like pursuing all of these things, because in the long run it's gonna make me like mm-hmm. have better chances of making this passion of mine a career.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, like when I have time to see him, like of course I'm gonna see him because he's, you know, he's so great and like he's super supportive of me. And he just like gets it.
Yeah.
Like it, sometimes it's like I've had relationships in the past where they just didn't understand that I have to work all the time. And mm-hmm. like I have to work 7 days a week because I want this to be my life. And, you know, some people just don't get that. They're like, well, make time for me too. And it's like, I will. Yeah. But at the same time, like if I want to have a successful life with you, I need to like find a way to like have a successful and happy life in myself.
Yeah.
And like the person I'm with now is like super understanding of that, and it definitely helps. Like maybe that's what I needed, like in all these failed relationships that I had, like maybe they just didn't understand, and like maybe I needed to date an artist.
You think you could date a non-artist?
It's difficult to ask me that now because I just want to be with the person I'm with now, because things are like just so great with him, and like I don't know, I can't really picture myself with anybody else but him right now.
For sure.
Oh my god, he's gonna hear this and he's gonna be like, oh my god, Mariah. But I mean, it's true. Like I don't know, he just like gets me, and he's super supportive of me, and he wants me to do really good, and I don't know, I love that about him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. Super helpful.
Is it like a rule that you shouldn't date another dancer?
No, I've honestly have never dated another dancer.
Yeah.
But it's also, I don't know, I've thought about it, and I've thought about like, oh, I wonder what it'd be like if I dated a dancer. I'm sure that would be cool. But I don't know, I just haven't. And I mean, I've met a lot of dancers, and I just never connected with them, I guess.
But it's not like a thing, like I like in the comics, like comics say, like, don't ever date another comic.
Really?
And then I talked to some poets, and mm-hmm. both of them were like, don't date a poet.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. I can't really say if you should or shouldn't, because I never have.
But you know, do you know other people that do?
Yeah.
Dancers date each other?
Yeah, I do know of like one couple. They seem really happy. This is just like what I see on Facebook. So like, I don't really know, but like they seem really happy, and like that seems cool. But I also have like one of my best friends like dated another dancer, and like they didn't work out.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really think it has to do with like dancers and dancers, or comedians and comedians, or painters and painters, or artists and artists. I think it really just has to depend on like the connection between the two, and like, for me, like, dating an artist has been really successful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm going to date hopefully this artist for a really long time.
Yeah. That's cool. Let's talk more about what was, so when did you start dating this person?
I started dating him in February.
Okay.
And I don't know, we just had like a really strong connection like from the very first date.
Yeah.
And like before him, like I've been on a lot of dates, but I never like, I always like would just get over it like within like 4 dates.
Yeah.
But then I like went on a date with him and I just like wanted to be around him all the time.
Yeah.
And like, there was a point in my life where I was just like, I never want a boyfriend ever again until I'm married. And like, I was like, come on, Raya, that's not even realistic. But like, yeah, I just like never wanted to be in a relationship ever. And that was a very real thought for me at the time. And then I met this guy I'm with now. And I was just like, oh my God, I want to be your girlfriend. I want to treat you really well. And I don't know. It's just like a connection thing. We had it from the very beginning and we still have it. Just as strong now.
So did he kind of like change your outlook on relationships from what you believed at the time?
Yeah, definitely.
So where are you at right now as far as like that goes?
I don't know. I mean, just I'm really happy and I don't feel like I need to compromise who I am to be with him. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like God, this is going to get so corny, but I just feel like I can be myself around him and he loves me regardless. And he's always like encouraging me to do good things with my life. Mm-hmm. And it's really comforting. And at the same time, like whenever I can spend a lot of time with him and it just feels good to relax with him and like not even think about other things that I'm doing because I really am working all the fucking time.
Yeah. But he doesn't make you compromise your passion either.
Not at all.
Which is good.
Yeah. Very good. And I don't know, I feel like that's one of the reasons why our like relationship works so well is because like I'm always really encouraging of him to be a good artist and like make good money with his drawings. Mm-hmm. And he's always really supportive of me when it comes to being a dance teacher and like being a dancer and making money doing that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a fight yet?
No. Actually, I mean, we handle disagreements very well with each other to where if we have a disagreement about something, we're like, this is why I'm upset. And this is what would make me not upset. So how do you feel about that? Can you do that? Do we have to compromise? Or is like that? Mm-hmm. And then like, we'll just have a conversation about that. We've never like raised our voices to each other. We've always just been like, oh, this is how I'm feeling. This is what would fix it. Can we make that happen? Mm-hmm. If not, what do we need to do? So it's, I don't know, it's been really great.
Yeah.
Honestly, like being with him, we communicate similarly. We have the same outlooks on like what a good relationship is.
Okay.
So it just kind of works.
Yeah. I think that's probably right there a big highlight. And I think what a relationship needs is having a common beliefs or philosophies on the thing that you're doing. Because I've had friends that have a ton in common. Like, oh, we're so perfect for each other because we both love the same music and we both love the same. Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, but you guys have completely different beliefs on how to live life. Yeah, it's terrible.
Me and my boyfriend are like opposites on a lot of things. Like,
he's seen Star Wars.
A lot of things. He's probably seen Star Wars. I don't know. I mean, who knows? He probably has. He's seen a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's funny. We just had a conversation about this, like, not too long ago, because that's what we do. We conversate about things that we don't agree on. But anyways, we're really opposites when it comes to things. But in a way, like, by me being so different from him, he's learning a lot from me and, like, pushing me past, like, he's pushing me and I'm pushing him past like what we originally thought about life, I guess. And through that, we're learning from each other, thus making us better people. And like, we both see that as a really good thing. So I think that's why like our relationship works so well. So like, you don't have to be like the same person to be in a healthy relationship. You need to like a healthy relationship to me is like, being with somebody that'll teach you more about life and someone who's like super encouraging of you and all your dreams and like super encouraging for like you to be the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, it doesn't always have to be like, oh, we both like this music. Yeah. We both love this food. It doesn't like that is like yeah. just something as an icebreaker, you know, for sure. Like maybe in the beginning it'll seem like the most important thing. But once you get into it, like it's super hard to connect two lives together in general.
Yeah.
So like if you're able to connect two lives, but have like the same deeper like thought processes about things, then you're able to have like a good connection.
Yeah.
I guess. And I'm definitely like learning all of that.
So if you guys were to like if you guys were to like break up with that, so would this all have seemed like worth it? Would it be worth it?
I don't even like want to think about not being with him. But I mean,
so that he changed.
I mean, realistically, like, yeah, we might break up. Like, we're not married. We're not, I don't know. We haven't been, I mean, we've been dating for a while, but we haven't been dating for like 10 years or anything. But yeah, we might break up. And like, that breaks my heart to even think about. But I mean, if we were to break up, I would definitely like think it was worth it. And just like he truly is my best friend, and he has like taught me so much about like life, maybe like with him not even realizing it. And I don't know, he's definitely taught me like how to maybe like loosen up, because I'm always like so involved in my work, and like it's not good to be like super involved in your work all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's important to relax, and it's important to like just have fun and like not think about some things. And he's definitely like pushed me through that. And I don't know, just he has played a big part in me just like growing up, I guess. So yeah, it'll definitely be worth it, but I don't want to think about like not.
I get it. I think relationships are weird.
They're so weird. It's like two separate lives trying to come together and like make a thing, you know. Like,
it makes so hard. It's just like such an irrational concept that we as people created. And it's just like I'm married.
I know. Tell me about that. I don't really know much about you. So you have a wife, and these two beautiful babies.
The best kids ever.
Oh, yeah, it's adorable. Yeah. Tell me about this. I want to know more. I feel like I've just been blabbering about me.
This is your interview, but I want to share.
I still don't know about you.
Yeah. Well, I'll be willing to share some stuff. I think it's hard for people to grasp the concept of me being married, because my philosophy on relationships is not the most positive seeming, I guess. But the thing is that like my whole philosophy for life is a little bit dark, but in a good way. Like I've been thinking about this a lot today. It's like I want to be happy, but I don't want to be happy by trying to run away from sadness or darkness or anything. Like I like that stuff. It's a part of life that I think needs to be accepted a little bit more. Like I like being sad and kind of depressed about life, and
human.
Exactly. But like people
being able to feel all these emotions,
but people that want to be happy, you know, kind of like want to do it by not dealing with like a lot of the hardships of life. And to me, like relationships are like that too. Like I think relationships kind of need a little bit of that difficulty in that.
It's true. I said this the other day, that because I'm a really big perfectionist, but I mean, a concept that I kind of started grasping is like not everything has to be perfect to be perfect.
Yeah.
Like if everything was perfect, then you wouldn't ever learn anything. So sometimes like things need to be broken, or like things need to be hard in order for you to realize things that you need to realize about yourself or your life.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's like, but that's what I mean. Like, I think when I'm talking about how, like, I try to tell people, like, when you're in a relationship, things are going to get kind of bad at some point.
Yeah.
And it might end, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. Me and my wife, like with you guys, have a similar belief in relationships, and both of us are just kind of like, even though we're married, we're like, well, we might not last forever. That's kind of like an unrealistic goal, you know?
It's like an ideal.
Yeah, thing. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to just like, we're like planning like, okay, in 10 years, we're going to divorce, you know? But
that's
it's
definitely
like,
realistic.
That's in our minds. And I think to even speak about that, to like, when I tell people like, well, we might not be together forever, like people are like, what do you mean you're not? But like, why would I even say that.
Yeah.
That seems like an absurd thing to me. Like, I'm married now, but that doesn't, I'm not going to fucking predict my future and be like, well, I'm going to be married forever. That's just, I'm not just like, I'm not very romantic in that way, I guess. Well, but like, romance to me, I guess, is just a weird concept, and I don't, you know.
Romance is romance. Like, the term romance is defined by two people who are in a relationship.
Yeah. Like, whatever they think is romantic to each other. Yeah,
like, my term of romance is going to be completely different between, like, you and your wife's term of romance.
Yeah.
And I feel like as long as you guys speak the same, like, love language, I guess you can say, then, like, yeah, you'll have a successful relationship.
Yeah, which we'd always don't.
Well, you know, like, but sometimes it's good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's good to, like, not, like, see eye to eye on things and... That's sometimes is the thing that pushes you to like be a better version of yourself.
Yeah, which I think is the goal in any relationship, whether it's like relationship or not, or like romantic or not, with a significant other or anything. We should always be trying to better each other. But I'm sure it's like it's hard for my wife, I think, because she's not like a creative person, like a passionate person exactly. Mm-hmm. But she's very grounded, and I think that helps. Like, I'm kind of coming to terms with the fact that we work pretty well with each other.
Coming to terms now? You're thinking about that after you marry?
Like, you're happy. So well, yeah, like it's just that it's more the fact it's more the fact that I'm just like I have trouble accepting good things in my life. Uh-huh. I gotta relish more in the misery parts of life. Mm-hmm. But so, anyways, are you afraid of death?
Whoa! All right, so segue. Am I afraid of death? I don't know about that. Like, you're making me think about all these things that just like I never really think about. I'm not like afraid of death. But I'm aware of death.
Okay.
Like, I am aware that I could die, like, as soon as you walk out the store. You know, I'm aware that I could die at any point, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. But, I mean, like, daily I try to, like, remind the people that, like, I love them. And I don't know, I'm thinking about now, like, if I were to die tomorrow, like, would I be okay? And in some aspects, yes, and in some aspects, no. Like, man, I need to text my mom and tell her that I love her. Yeah. Or, like, I need to tell my dad, like, thanks for the advice you gave me earlier. Or I need to tell my boyfriend, hey, you rock. I love you. You're doing a good job at being my boyfriend. And I don't know. I feel like I need to do that now because now I'm thinking about death. And, like, what if I died tomorrow? Or what if I died in, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that's not... I feel like a super cliche moment again. I feel like I've been having a lot of those moments tonight.
But you bring some nuance to, like, it though. So that's
But like you really need to like live your life as if like you were to die tomorrow. Like life is so short and like you want to always, I don't want to say you want to because everyone's life is different. And like for me, I should say that because I understand everyone has a different outlook. But for me, I feel like I need to live life to like the fullest extent and like I need to be the best on all aspects of my life when it comes to me because like death is a thing like that doesn't rule my life but it's definitely a thing and I need to like I don't know express myself towards others more
I guess so death does kind of work as a motivator for life then.
Maybe yes, maybe no, because, like, I don't know, everybody dies.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing we all have in common. We're all going to die. And I think we just need to live life and, like, be ourselves because we're living, you know? And, like, we don't always get the chance to just live, I guess. I don't know. I feel like we also need to, like, come up with, like, what our life purpose is. Let's get super deep. Like, how deep are you willing to dig this hole?
As far as it goes. Until we fall on the other side.
We need to, like, figure out, like, what our life goal is, in a sense. And, like, for me, my life purpose is, like, self-fulfillment and to love.
Yeah.
And, like, in order for me to be, like, fully self-fulfilled, I guess you can say, is I need to be a dancer. And, like, I need to express myself through dance. And I need to spread my love of dance to younger children who have like more life to live, and like I want people to experience that, because if they were to experience like what I'm experiencing, then the world would be a really great place. Man, I'm getting so deep right now. But yeah, and then also, okay, so I said self-fulfillment, I touched on that, and to love. And when I say love, like, yeah, that includes like everybody in my life. Like, I want to love them to the best of my ability, but I also need to like love myself, because like I said earlier, if you don't know how to love yourself, how are you going to love other people? Quotation marks again. But yeah, I don't know. Death is a scary thing, but it shouldn't rule your life, I guess what you're saying. But it is a thing, so I guess just be yourself. I don't know. I feel like I need to write all this down so I can organize my thoughts, because a lot of things are like,
well, I mean, they're heavy concepts.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is.
I feel like that a lot of what you're describing is the thing that scares me about death, is to have things go unresolved, or being to die without accomplishing your, what I mean, I agree with you about life being about self-fulfillment, and to be able to like, the fact that you could die before that happens, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that idea. Or to have somebody else. Like, I don't want anybody else to die either.
Right? Can you just all live forever?
Just all live forever. Like, yeah, I mean, that's so tragic. That's one of the most tragic things, is somebody that didn't get to, like, you know, somebody that was so talented and so great and had so much left to give to people that just, you know, is taken away. That's one
and
of
like
the most
I've been
things.
In those situations too. And it's like, it's heartbreaking.
It is.
But at the same time, like that, it happens.
It is.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to accept it, but I mean.
Well, there's a lot of beauty in that as well, but it's just such a hard thing, I think, especially in this point in my life, for me to just like, I'm just not ready to face it.
Yeah. I know.
You know, it's, but I mean, like, it's the same thing. It's like life. We kind of be about that. Mm-hmm. Kind of, I think this kind of matches up to ballet a little bit, because
let's bring it back.
Because it's a very beautiful thing, even though it's extremely painful.
Yeah, actually. Like, I cannot even tell you how many like tears I've shed over ballet.
Yeah.
Like, because ballet is such like a perfect thing.
Yeah.
You know, like where everything has a place, like I said earlier, or I don't know, it's like super, it's a workout both physically and mentally, almost more mentally.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's the same thing in life, is, yeah, things will be really hard physically, but like how you take it and how you perceive it and how you, like your whole thought process about it is almost like more important,
yeah.
I guess. So, but the cool thing about being human is like we have control over like our thought processes, and like control over like how we decide to react towards something. However, it's really difficult sometimes to really grasp that and think about, this is how I want to feel about that, so this is how I'm going to feel about that. It definitely takes work.
Definitely.
Yeah, but in like the wide range of things, we definitely have control over like that stuff. It's just really hard.
And it's very hard.
Really hard. I'm going through it right now.
What are you going through right now?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know. I guess like trying to figure out like what kind of person I want to be, and like making those changes in my thought process and my mind and like my jobs and like my schooling and everything to just be that person.
Yeah.
So it's all definitely a journey,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of work, but you know, what everything is work in some aspect.
Yeah.
If everything was easy, everybody would do it. That's what my dad says.
What do you think is the most difficult thing for you personally? Like the thing that you struggle with the most, as far as like your insecurities go, like what is like the thing you're constantly, or even like this, like last week or this last month,
mm-hmm.
what's like that thing that you're really trying to overcome right now within yourself that you have to fight yourself to do?
Definitely like finding the balance between like work and not work.
Okay.
I guess.
Like, you have trouble relaxing?
I do. I have a lot of trouble relaxing. My mind is like constantly going to the point where like sometimes when I'm like with friends or like with my boyfriend, I am like thinking about other things and I have a hard time being present in things. So I guess my main thing that I need to work on right now is figuring out how to like fully commit myself to work when it's time for work and fully committing myself to relaxing and just being around the people I love and committing myself to that at that time when it needs to happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I need to figure out how to like not be distracted at work by like things I wish I was doing, like being with people I love or relaxing. And I need to figure out how to like,
yeah, why the fuck, man? Know. Isn't that such a weird thing?
It is. I know, like when I'm working, like I love my job and I wouldn't ever like want to do anything else. But sometimes when I'm working, I'm just thinking about like, man, I'm tired because like, you know, teaching dance and being a dancer is very tiring, like physically. And like sometimes I just want to be at home on this couch that you're sitting on and just like relax. And sometimes like whenever I'm relaxing, like with my friends or just like alone at home, like I'm thinking about, man, there's so many things I should be doing right now. I need to be choreographing. I need to be counting music. I need to be like contacting students. I need to be doing all these things. I need to be raising money for Italy and like all these things. I just need to figure out how to like fully commit myself to things when timing is right.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's, geez, that's so much stuff.
I know.
How do you manage everything?
Crazily. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I drive myself crazy.
Do you kind of have to like commit some time? Are you scheduled about it or are you just kind of like...
Oh my gosh, you should look in my planner.
You're very scheduled?
I'm very scheduled. And like I commit time to like just working and like I follow that to the T. And then I even have stuff in my planner like, I'm going to go to a party with blah, blah, blah. And like, I think like for me, I need to have it in writing so yeah. I can hold myself accountable.
Okay.
So like when I'm at work, I need to be just focused on work and like, but when I'm out at my friend Rachel's party, I need to be like just focused on that mm-hmm. party. So yeah, I don't know. For me, I guess it's just like having a planner.
Well, okay,
a planner
good.
Like saved me.
Yeah.
I guess
I'm more scheduled than I actually realized, but it's like I hate committing to a plan.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to explain this properly. I don't like the idea of like, this is what I said I was gonna do, so this is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough thing for me to deal with.
Yeah, I think, well, for me, I love having a plan, and I don't know, it just is easier for me, I guess, when I have things in writing. And
yeah.
like whenever I'm trying to make plans with someone and they say maybe, I'm like, what do you mean maybe? I know. I'm like, how about you just say yes
yeah.
or no so I can make other plans if needed?
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Maybe that's something I need to like work on myself, is like realizing that not everything needs to be planned. But I don't
yeah.
know. I definitely get stressed out if things aren't planned.
So do you think there's a connection there between... Are other dancers like this as well?
No.
No?
I mean, some are, some aren't.
Okay.
For some people...
What do you think is like one of the common traits among... Is there any similarities that you've seen with a lot of dancers? Like you guys have a lot of things in common in terms of like
know.
Your personality and psychology?
I can get super like non-philosophical, like the way we shave our legs.
Okay. Well, let's talk Sorry, about that first. Let's do that one first.
Like, okay, I had this conversation with like all my dance friends. I was like, how do you shave your legs? Do you just like stand in the shower and then like bend over to shave your legs? Because I guess like that's what normal people do. And they're like, no, how do you shave your legs? And I was like, I lift my leg up. I put it like on the shower head and like I shave my legs with it right in front of my face. Isn't that what everyone does? And then apparently not. So... I don't know, I guess, like, in the way we do things. Like, when we tie our shoe,
yeah.
like, a lot of people, like, squat and then go and tie their shoes. But, like, dancers, they, like, put it up on the table and then, like,
because you guys take advantage of the flexibility.
I guess so. But, yeah. like, in ways that we didn't realize was not normal. Anyways, what was the original question?
So similarities between you and other dancers. Because I thought there was, like, I was like, oh, that's interesting that you would plan everything out, because that's kind of like how choreography is.
It is. Yeah, in a way, I guess.
So I thought, I was like, oh shit, that's like symbolic right there.
Maybe.
I don't know if other people, if other dancers are like that necessarily. I don't know like what...
It can be, or because they cannot. I don't know. I feel like dancers, like, we're all so different.
Okay.
But what brings us together is, like, our love for something. And, yeah. like, me and my dance friends, we can talk about dance for hours and hours and hours and, like, say things about dance that, like, people just don't understand, I guess. And I feel like that's what makes us all similar, and we're able to connect on that sense. But, yeah. I mean, we all live different lives. Like, some of us have 9-to-5 jobs, and some of us are trying to be a dance teacher like me, and some of us are, like, going to school mm-hmm. for, like, other majors and just dancing as a hobby.
Yeah.
But, so,
I mean, what's the thing that there's nothing that threads you guys together? Because I was talking about...
I think it is, like, the way dance makes us feel.
Yeah.
Like, when we're... Like, my friend told me this quote, like, a couple years ago, and it was, like, dance is the only place the world can't touch you.
Okay.
So, like, where, like, we can... We all have, like, these struggles in life, and, like, we all, like, have hard times, you know? But, like, when we're dancing, it just seems like none of that exists. And I don't know, I feel like in that sense is, like, what makes us all similar.
Yeah. Well, but I think that's, like, what you're going to find with any artist in their mm-hmm. specific art form. I was talking to, like, a painter, and she said a lot of her and her painter friends all have this thing where they're all, like, insomniacs, and they all paint really late at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of my best work has come, like, when I woke up at, like, 3 a.m. and couldn't yeah. sleep, and I was like, I feel like choreographing. So I'm gonna go get up and just start choreographing. Yeah. It's definitely a thing sometimes.
And are any of your other friends like that?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely talked to, like, other people where they'll wake up late at night and be like, I have this great concept for mm-hmm. choreography, and, like, they'll write it down, or, like, they'll get up and just do it. And then, like, they'll, like, come to class the next day with, like, this amazing piece. And yeah, I mean, but then there's also people in dance that, like, sit down and, like, really think about what they want to create, and, like, really write down everything and plan everything, and, like, spend hours and hours on, like, a piece. And, like, for some people it just comes naturally. I don't know, everybody, I feel like, in art in general creates yeah. differently, but okay. what yeah, ties no, that makes them sense. Together is, like, yeah. their love for it,
and yeah.
like, their ability to, like, talk to other people about, like, why, like, how they do things, and then read how other or see how other people do things and be, like, super intrigued mm-hmm. by, like, that stuff.
Yeah. No, I guess that makes sense. I guess, even if there is kind of, like, a common thread amongst a group of people in mm-hmm. your scene, that doesn't mean it's going to be like that for everybody.
Yeah.
Because, like, you see different. That with comics where, like, some people sit down and write, and mm-hmm. some people, like, let just ideas come to them. And
improv.
Like, or yeah, they'll just do, like, crowd work, or, like, I don't know. Everybody just, yeah, I guess has a different way of going about it. But yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm trying to find out our similarities are yeah. amongst, not
like
just
everybody is different. Yeah. Like, you're never going to find someone who, like, has the same thought process with you, or, like, has the same, like, way of coping with things. You're never going to find someone who's yeah. exactly like you, which is what makes people beautiful, is that they're so, like, individualized. But I feel like what ties everybody in the world together is love. And, like, whether it be, like, love for somebody, or, like, love for a thing, or love for an art, like, everybody, I don't want to say everybody, since, I don't know, a lot of people slash everybody, like, knows what it feels like to love something.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that's what makes us human. And that's what makes it easy for us to, like, relate to people. So, like, I really love dance, and, like, it, like, everybody knows that about
yeah.
me. And, like, you really love comedy. Yeah. And, like, comedy and dance aren't really that similar, and no. except that you're standing on a stage and, like, presenting yourself in a way.
Yeah.
But you and I can connect because of...
We both love something.
We both love something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, someone. Or yeah. anything. So, yeah.
I like that. Let's just finish up by talking about your thing. You're raising money right now for Italy.
I am.
Okay.
I got invited by my ballet teacher to participate in a performance in Italy, along with, like, a dance intensive where I'm able to learn from like all of these amazing choreographers and teachers. And it's a pretty big deal that she like invited me to go. So, but it costs a lot of money to get there. Yeah. So, I'm doing like all of these fundraisers right now and / working a lot of extra hours. But first fundraiser we're doing is at an ice arena where people can come and purchase tickets for $10 for like an open skating thing. And, you know, it's December. So right. A lot of people, it's at, oh my gosh, I should know the name of this, but it's at an ice arena in Miramar.
Okay.
And, we can like post a link in the description or something, yeah, but sure. Yeah, tickets are $10 and, me plus all of the other Italy people that have been invited.
Yeah.
Like, we get 50% of like everything that's sold.
That's awesome.
So that's our first fundraiser that we're doing. And then I'm planning the next one. It's actually going to be like a variety show where we're going to have like comedians and dancers. And I want like a live artist where like somebody like paints something or draws something like while the whole show is going on. We can auction it off or something. We want some like singers or some like gymnasts or whatever, just to like put on a show and like come together and like sell tickets for it. And we don't have like a set place, but there's a few places that like I'm thinking about. Like I've done stuff at the Comedy Palace before. So.
Oh, have you?
I have. Yeah. I've done some shows there. And I've done shows other places. So, I mean, we'll see. We're trying to focus on this like ice skating one first, and then we'll fully focus on the other one that I'm planning. So yeah, we need some comedians, so maybe I'll think about you. Just maybe.
I have good recommendations from your cousin.
Oh yeah, Nick Flair. He's a cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
He's pretty cool.
Well, that's awesome. So okay, so I'll definitely make sure I link that information. When is this? When's the first fundraiser happening?
December 19th.
Ooh, so I should probably try to get this up soon.
Yeah. Or not. I mean, that's cool too. Like, I don't know. You do your thing. And
I mean, I want to help out. I don't think anybody else has anything they need to promote. So I think you got top priority right now.
I don't know. You do whatever you want. You can get to it before then cool. If not, that's cool too.
Yeah, I couldn't get to it. All right. Well, do you have any final thoughts about art or life or, you know, people dealing with things?
Let's see. I don't know. Being a starving artist is really, really hard. Not to like say other things aren't, you know, but I mean, no matter what you decide to pursue in your life, whether it be like business or like financing or art or skydiving, like anything, like things are going to be hard. And like, sometimes things are going to be easy. Sometimes you're going to get lucky and sometimes you're not. But I feel like a lot of success comes from how committed you are to something and like how much work you put into something. So it's definitely like something to keep in mind when you're trying to like get through something. And like when something's hard, just realize like that's part of the process. And sometimes things have to be really hard in order to be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was the episode, guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the near future.
Bye.
All right, everybody, that's the end of that episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to put up some links for Mariah's fundraisers and all that stuff wherever I post up this podcast, probably Podomatic or, you know, I usually post these up on Facebook. And if you guys have not subscribed to the podcast yet, then it'd be nice if you could do that. And also, if anybody out there knows any other types of artists that would be interested that you think maybe would be good for this podcast, be sure to recommend them to me or recommend me to them, however you feel would be better. But I still haven't talked to a musician, and it'd be nice to be able to talk to maybe like a filmmaker, maybe more artists, more dancers. So yeah, if anybody knows anybody, let me know. And thank you for listening, guys. Not an illusion, we run in the streets. So bye bye to all you groupies and gold diggers.